melody
Long
in
talk
my
radio.
Heart. Make melody in my heart. Make melody in my heart. Unto Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I adore him. Worship. And I adore him. Make melody in my heart. Make melody in my heart. Make melody in my heart. Unto Jesus Christ. Oh, Rababaya. Yes, Lord, we make melody in our heart. Yes, Lord. I worship you, I worship you, oh, the reason I live is to worship you, oh, I worship you, oh, I worship you, oh, the reason I live is to worship you. I worship you, oh, I worship you, Lord Jesus. Oh, the reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you, oh, I worship you, Lord Jesus, oh, the reason I live is to worship you, I worship you. I worship you, oh, the reason I live is to worship you. I worship you, oh, I worship you. I live is to worship you. Oh, I worship you. Oh, I worship you. Oh, you breathe in my life is to worship you. I worship you, oh, I worship you, oh, the reason I live is to worship you, oh, I worship you, oh, I worship you. When I think about your holiness, when I think about your love enough, when I think that's around, take a shadow in the light of you. When I found the joy of preaching your love, when I think about your loving hand, when I think that around people shadow in the light of you. I was in you, oh, I was in you, Lord, in the soul. The reason I live is to worship you, Lord. I was in you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you, Lord. The reason I live is to worship you.
We receive the keys of authority. Yeah, we receive the keys of your blessings. We receive the keys. We receive the fruit of our labor in the name of Jesus. We receive from your throne of grace, O God, all that you have for us today in the name of Jesus. Satan, lose your grief and hold from everything that belongs to us in Jesus' name. Yes, a human being is created with a vacuum to worship God. That is very clear. Every human being is created with a vacuum in your faith. There is a vacuum. There is an inner hunger. There is an inner taste to worship. It is there in every human being. Now, first of all, let us define the word worship. Worship is adoration. It's honor. Worship is respecting God, reverencing God, giving him praise and adoration, just honoring him and reverencing him. That is worship. You adore. You regard. You respect. You honor. That is the meaning of worship. And many people worship different kind of things. In different parts of the world, some people worship snake. I saw that in River State where I used to be before I came over to the United States. People worship snake. Far away in the villages, if you go into the village, you see people worship serpents. Then in India, they worship cows. The cattle is what you don't kill the cattle, you don't touch the cattle. And in other parts of the world, some people worship river, some people worship their dead fathers, some people worship their dead mothers, some people worship themselves. Worship is an attitude. It is an attitude. It is what you have in your mind to worship. So when Jesus came, he began to teach them that you have to worship God, the only God, the true God. Worship him in spirit and in truth. We are not going to worship any other golden images. And then the Lord of God says that we are not supposed to worship any other thing except God Almighty. So worshiping God, it's not something we're going to compromise. It is something that has come to stay. And if you look at the text there, Psalm 95, verse 3, it says, worship the Lord. It is a good thing to worship God. Psalm 99, verse 5. Isaiah 27, verse 13, say, worship the Lord. Him only shall thou serve. When Satan was in heaven as an archangel, he led the praise and worship. He was the archangel in charge of worship in heaven. He was Lucifer. His name was Lucifer. Then you look at Ezekiel 14 and Jeremiah, they talk about Lucifer, the archangel that led the praise and worship in heaven. And he decided to take that worship to himself. He wanted to usurp authority over God. And he was thrown out of heaven. He took one third of the angelic host in heaven and came into the earth with them, and they became the satanic demonic host. What are we going to worship? Do you want to worship human being? You want to worship something else? In some part of the world, they worship Satan. Oh, yes. There is a church, because it's a church of Satan. The headquarters is in San Jose, California. They go into that place and worship Satan. And they curse God and curse Jesus Christ. People worship Satan. It's not hidden. They are branded I think they have branch in D.C. or Maryland around here. And I understand they are a different part of the world now. They wrote the Church of Satan. Even when they wrote devils there, people still went there and worshiped Satan. They still worship the devil. Some people still do that. So, if Satan appears physically, some people are still going to worship Satan. When I think about this thing, so somebody can worship Satan. I'm still thinking about it. Somebody can decide that what he wants to worship is the devil, not the Almighty God. No. The person wants to worship Satan. And he has decided to worship Satan. But the Bible says we should worship God. The Almighty God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, that's who we should be worshiping. You worship the God that created heaven and earth. Some people worship the unknown God. In the days of the Apostle Paul, Apostle Paul came to a place and they said, we worship the unknown God, the God that is not known. Those people decided to worship a God that is not known. So there are all kinds of gods everywhere. Some people worship themselves. Some people worship the car they own. You go and scratch that car. The person will say, what? You scratch my car? He can bring out his gun and shoot you for scratching his car. That car is his God. Some people, the building they have is their God. They worship the building. They won't tell you that they are worshiping the building they have. But in their heart, that building is more than God. They put God in the corner and worship the building. There was the story of a man who worshiped the money he had. He would keep the money. He kept the money inside the cupboard. He kept the money raw cash. He kept there, I don't know how many thousands or millions. He kept them. So every day, he goes to look at that pile of money. And he says, yeah, this is really good. This is really good. To him, that money he kept there is his God. He's worshiping that God because he bowed down to it and worshiped it. So that is his God. He forgets that he's going to die and leave all these things behind. In the days of Prophet Elijah, the people were worshiping Baal, worshiping all kinds of idols. Here was King Ahab, and here was Queen Jezebel. Jezebel was very influential. She deceived her husband Ahab, made them to worship idols and worship Baal and worship. They were a whole nation of Israel that God called, they are now worshiping idols. And one of the laws God hates is thou shalt not worship any other God except me, is the Ten Commandments. And then God went further to say that I am a jealous God. Have you seen a jealous husband? A jealous husband can kill. If you see another man trying to hover around his wife, a jealous husband can just kill somebody. Then God said, I am a jealous God. Me, God, I am jealous. I don't want you to worship any golden image, any other God except me. All other gods, They are the works of men. You are the only God. There is none like you. All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the only God. There is none like you. All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the only God. There is none like you. All other gods have made my heart. They don't hear, they don't talk, they don't move, they don't do anything. They are idols. And somebody will go and bow down to those goody images. And King Solomon, with all his greatness, after marrying 1,000 women, the women brought idols, because some of them were not, they came from heathen nations. They brought idols into the palace. And Solomon went and worshipped the idol. That was where God fell apart with King Solomon. Just that, idols. And then in the days of Moses, Moses went on top of Mount Sinai to meet God for the Ten Commandments. Aaron, the high priest, instead of leading the people to prayer, instead of leading the people to worship God, Aaron, he led them to worship the golden calf. Aaron made a golden calf for the Israelites to worship. The people of God should now go and worship an idol, the golden calf. Aaron carved a golden calf, an animal. He carved it in the shape of an animal, and he said, "These prophets Moses have not come down for 40 days and 40 nights. Moses is up there in Mount Sinai. When is he going to come? We are not going to wait for Moses. Moses is not coming down from top of Mount Sinai. So let us worship this God." Then he made an idol. He made a golden calf. And yours truly, some of them went and worshipped the golden calf. After the law of God has said that thou shalt not worship any other thing except this Almighty God, they still went and worshipped the golden calf. And God was angry and literally died. God destroyed many of them because they worship idols. Today, many people are still worshiping idols. They refuse to worship Jesus. They refuse to worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. They refuse to worship the Almighty God. And so they are worshiping idols. They are worshiping their money. They are worshiping their wealth. Some are worshiping their car. They worship the building they own. They worship themselves. They worship their dead fathers and dead mothers. Those are their gods. And God is very angry with that set of people. And he destroyed all of them because they went to worship the golden image. Who told you to go and worship the golden image? Is that the God that delivered you from Pharaoh? For 430 years, you were in Egyptian captivity. The Almighty God had mercy upon you people and raised Moses a prophet and delivered the people and brought you through the Red Sea. And now, you now know that you go and worship a golden calf, which is not the Almighty God that saved you and delivered you. God was angry and destroyed all of them, destroyed many of them. See? And today, many people are still worshiping idols. You won't worship God. You won't serve God. You won't go to church. You won't go to fellowship. You won't go to Bible study. You won't go to prayer meeting. You are not worshiping Jesus. You are not worshiping God. You are worshiping Satan. Yes, inside your heart, God is not there. The Spirit of the Lord is not there. Jesus is not in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Why don't you worship the Almighty God, who created heaven and earth? Why don't you worship the Almighty God who sent Jesus Christ to come and die, shed his blood for the remission of your sins. And by his stripes you were healed. As many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. You are still worshiping idols. You need to repent of that. You need to throw away those idols. You don't need it. So people buy charms, other charms, bangles and chains, and put them on their body. They use them for different purposes. Those are gods. You don't have to worship anything except the Almighty God. You have to worship the Almighty God. You give him praise, you give him glory, you give him honor, you give him adoration. Worship is an attitude. It is something you do daily. It is something you do every time. Some people say, when I get to church on Sunday, I will worship God. No. You can worship God even right now. In your heart, in your house, in your family, in your home, in the cars you are driving around. You can worship God in the bathroom when you are bathing. You can worship God in the kitchen when you are cooking your food. You can worship God when you're walking around. You can worship God anytime, any place. Because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God seeks such to worship him. How dare you worship another person? In what way do we worship God? We worship God through praise. We worship God by adoring him, by honoring him in our hearts. We worship God by putting him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of those things shall be added unto you. Some people, God is not first in their life. God is the last thing they ever think about. As it is showing in the way you live. You wake up in the morning, the first thing is to worship God, to give him praise and glory. Someone else did not wake up. For it is he that giveth the power to create wealth. Say, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that giveth his power to create wealth. It is God that helped you. You were able to sleep. You were able to wake up. Somebody else slept and did not wake up. So the first thing you must do daily is to worship God and thank him for bringing you thus far. You give him the praise and the glory and the honor and the adoration for letting you to even live one more day. And then you worship him and thank him and pray unto him and tell him what you need. When you honor God, when you respect him, when you reverence him, that is when he intervenes in your life. Many times people look at God as somebody they come and take something from and they run away. God, give me this. God, give me this. God, give me that. God, give me this. God, give me that. That's their attitude. You know, they have made God an errand boy. God, go and do like this for me. God, go and do like this for me. God, do this for me. Do this for me. God, give me this. Give me that. Give me that. Give me this. They have no time to worship God. No. If they ever worship God, maybe on Sunday in the church. That's not enough. God loves the praise and the worship of his people, adoration and honor. He loves it. So you give it to him. God is calling you today to start to worship and adore him, because he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Why do we worship God? We worship God because he is our creator, he is our maker. Why will you worship the creation and not the creator? Some people worship creation. They worship the moon god. That was what was happening in the days of Abraham. Genesis chapter 12. The people of all of the Chaldeans, they worship the moon god. They worship the moon. They worship the moon and the stars. They worship the creation and not the creator. God is not happy with that. How will you worship the moon and the stars and the sun? You worship the river. I went to a village one time. The river in that village is their god. They go to the river and worship, and they worship the river, and they throw sacrifices, animals, they throw them into the river. Say that is their god. Somewhere else on this planet Earth, they worship trees. They worship serpents and snakes. They worship dead father and dead mother. They worship statues, images. And once you are like that, you are inviting the anger of God. Because God said in the Ten Commandments, God said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. Him only shalt thou serve. You shall worship the Lord thy God, him only. And then he said, I am a jealous God. I don't want to see you worshiping any other God except me. And then you went and worship another God. And as soon as you did that, God was angry. And God was ready to destroy men because they worship another God. Today, many people are still worshiping another God. In their hearts, Jesus is not Lord. In their lives, Jesus is not Lord. They do anything they like. They worship themselves. They don't worship the Almighty God. They don't reverence God. They don't honor God. God has no place in their life. Jesus is not their Lord. They have something else. And when you are like that, you have invited the anger of God upon your life. You have invited the curse upon your life because God is angry with whosoever will worship another God. Oh, yes, in the Ten Commandments, God stated there, he said that in the Ten Commandments, that thou shalt not worship any golden image or any image of anything created or made by you. Use your hands to carve your gods and carve idols and carve things, and you call them God. Say, thou shalt not worship any other God except God, the Almighty God, that created heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of prophet Elijah, the God that answered by fire, the God that you call in the days of trouble and will deliver thee, the God that you pray to in the time of need, and he has answers to your prayer. That is the God you should be worshiping and serving. How dare you go and carve woods and carve stones and carve things. Your dead fathers and your dead mothers, you go and prepare other things and begin to worship them. When you do that, you invite the anger of God upon your life. And God is very upset. God is very angry with those type of things. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only that thou serve. It is the law of God. You can never change it at all. In Matthew chapter 4, first thing the devil wanted to do was to get Jesus Christ to worship him. He told Jesus Christ. He said, Jesus Christ. That's Matthew chapter 4. Jesus Christ, if you can bow down and worship me, I will give you the whole world. Jesus said, no, you don't have the whole world. You want to deceive me? The enemy, Lord, that is full of the wrong. Psalm 24. Psalm 24 verse 1. He said, the earth is the Lord, and his fullness thereof. How dare you, Satan, tell me to bow down to worship you so that you give me the whole world? I didn't ask you to give me the whole world. The world does not belong to you. The earth is the Lord, and his fullness thereof. How dare you tell me some dirty stuff? Jesus rebuked Satan. Today, many people bow down to money. They value money more than God. They don't seek the three kingdom of God first and his righteousness so that all other things will be added unto them. No, they don't seek the kingdom of God. They seek every other thing. Oh, they are not going to seek God at all. Oh, no, they're not going to seek God. Then Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. And then you seek other things. Love the world and the things of this world you love. You love the world and the things of this world you love. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God in your life? The Lord commanded that you should love one another in this world. The Lord commanded that you should love one another in this world. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God in your heart? You love the world and the kings of this world you love. You love the world and the things of this world you love. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God in your heart? Say, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy spirit. How dare you love another God? You love something else more than God. Some people, their wife is their God. They worship their wife. Everything the wife says is what they must do, even if it means disobeying God. Some people, their husband is their God. They worship their husband. Anything the man says is what they must do, even if it means disobeying God. We are all worshiping God. We are worshiping Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of the earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. Jesus is Lord over the whole world. You can't compare. Worship God with your tithes, with your offerings. You worship God with your substances. You worship God by giving to the work of God. You worship God because where your heart is, that is where everything about you goes. You worship God with your offerings, with your donations, with your gifts to the work of God, to financing the kingdom work, evangelism, and soul winning, and the preaching of the gospel. You worship God by supporting the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. You worship God by studying the Bible. You worship God by helping people. You worship God by loving people. There are many ways you worship God. You worship God by studying your Bible daily. You worship God by loving your neighbor as yourself. You worship God by preaching the gospel to other people. You worship God by living a holy life. You worship God by allowing Jesus to come into your heart and dwell in you. You worship God by listening to the word of God. You worship God by practicing the word of God. You worship God by doing what God has said. See, they worship me with their mouth, and their hearts are not there. They are mocking God. Some people are mocking God. God said this. Do you obey? If you love me, keep my commandments. Peter, do you love me? Say yes. Feed my lambs. Peter, do you love me? Yes. Feed my lambs. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's the word of God for you. If you love God, keep his commandments. If you love God, keep his commandments. If you love Jesus, keep his commandments. His commandments is, thou shalt not worship any golden image. Thou shalt not worship any other thing. Thou shalt not worship any other God. But the only true and the only true God shall you worship. How dare you worship somebody else? And you think God is happy with that? God is not happy with you worshiping another God. God is happy. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise thy Lamb. Worthy, worthy is thy Lamb. Worthy, worthy is thy Lamb. Worthy, worthy is thy Lamb that was slain. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise thy Lamb. Worthy. You are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy, worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, we worship you, Jesus, you are Jesus. King of kings, Lord of love, you are Jesus. Jesus, you are Jesus. King of kings, Lord of love, we worship you. We must worship him, bow down and worship him, the King of kings. To him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lord. To him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lord. His mercy endureth forever and ever and ever. To him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lord. To him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lord. His mercy endureth forever and ever and ever. To him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lord. To him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lord. His mercy endureth forever and ever and ever and ever. Revelation chapter 4 verse 10. He says, 24 elders bow down to worship him on a daily basis. Revelation, the book of Revelation chapter 4 verse 10, see 24 elders bow down to worship him on a daily basis. Now, let me shock you. When we get to heaven, do you know what you're going to be doing? It's just worshiping God and praising him. You know, there's no go to work by 9 o'clock, close by 5 o'clock and come home. There is no night there. Hallelujah. There's no night there. In the city of our God, in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's no night there. There is no night in heaven. Jesus is the light. The light shineth 24/7. Praise and worship 24/7. There is no hospital. There is no going to work and coming home. There is no terrorism. There is no war. There is no fighting. There is no quarreling. You know, the songwriter Jim Reeves, he said, I've heard of the land. It's a land where it says go. It's a land where you never grow old. Never grow. It's a land where you never grow. It is a land where you, the land of heaven. Everything is there. You don't have to go and look for food to eat. Everything you need is in place. See, Jesus said, look at the birds of the air. They don't labor or toil. They just sing and praise and worship and adore and God test for them. In heaven, there is only one job. That job is to worship God. I worship you. Oh, I worship you. Oh, the reason I live is to worship you. Oh, I worship you. Oh, I worship you. Oh, the reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, the reason I live is to worship you. Oh, I worship you. Oh, I worship you. Oh, the reason I live is to worship you. What are you living for? If it is not to worship God, whom are you worshiping? The creator who created you, made heaven and earth and created you, if you will not worship him, then who will you worship? You want to worship Satan? You want to worship devil? want to watch a snake? Some people watch a snake in some part of the world. In India, they watch cattle, they watch meat, they watch any kind of things. But thank God Christianity has entered that land and they are now worshiping Jesus. What do you want to worship? You want to worship yourself? You want to worship your house, your building? You want to worship your money that you kept? You want to worship your car? You want to worship yourself? You want to worship your father who have died? Those are idols. God said, if you worship anything other than me, you have offended me. Oh, yes. The Ten Commandments. He said, you can't worship anything other than me. If you do, you are an enemy of the Almighty. And he can destroy you like he did to the Israelites. That is why many people, their lives are turned upside down. They don't worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Today, you need to make a decision to worship God because he's God. We are worshiping him because he's our creator, he's our maker, he's our father. He's our mother, he's our brother, he's our friend. God is your doctor, he's your nurse. Without him, you can't do anything. So we are not just worshiping because he's the, no. That is your God, your creator, your maker. You owe him worship and adoration. That is what you must do on a daily basis. And when you do that, he is pleased and happy with you. And then the scripture says, when a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. When you please God, did God not know that you will eat food or wear clothes or own a car or own a building? God knows those things. Because I see a lot of people, anytime they come before God, they are asking for this and asking for that and asking for this and asking for that and asking for this and asking for that. There's no problem with that. Oh, there's no problem. Jesus said, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall knock, it shall be given. There's no problem asking from God. But have you stopped and said, let me worship this God? Because the 10 lepers, only one of them came back. If you read the story of the 10 lepers, only one out of 10 came back. That shows you the attitude of human beings towards God. The ungratefulness, the ingratitude towards God. Only one came back and said, Lord, and the Bible says, he worshiped Jesus Christ. He said, Lord, thank you for healing me of my leprosy. Thank you, Lord. Jesus asked the question, was it not 10 of you that were healed of your leprosy? How come only you came to thank Jesus? Because the Bible says he worshiped the Lord. And he said, thank you, Lord, for curing me of my leprosy. Jesus said, were there not 10 of you that were cured? How come you are the only person who came to say thank you? So you know how to appreciate. So you can appreciate. So you can thank God. You can worship God for what he did for you. You can praise him. You can love him for what you can appreciate God. Then Jesus said, for you, your story is different. You came to say thank you, Jesus. You came to worship me, to appreciate me for what I did for you. Not only are you cured of your leprosy, you are made every whit whole. Jesus told that man. He said, not only are you cured, the other nine, they were just cured of their leprosy and they went home. Good. Ingratitude. No problem. But you who know how to be grateful unto God, not only are you cured of your leprosy, Jesus said, you are made every whit whole. You know the meaning of that? made every week go spiritually, physically, financially, materially, maritally, in every aspect of this life. He is made every wheat whole, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, in his family, in his finances, in his business, in everything. He is made every. So this man went with triple blessing, double blessing. You want to call it like that? Ah, God, help us to worship you. Hey, if there's one prayer you must pray today, God, help me not to be ungrateful. Help me to worship and adore you in this life. Yes, wherever you are, in any part of the world, I want you to bow your head and thank God you are sorry for your ingratitude. You are sorry that you have not been worshiping him every time. Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. And even after he has given you, you don't even care to come back and say thank you. Ask God to forgive you right now. Let him have mercy upon you. Let him bless you today. Yes, ask God for the spirit of worship and praise and adoration. You want to praise him from this. You want to worship him and adore him and give him his respect and give him his place in the kingdom. Let Christ dwell in you richly. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I pray for everyone who have heard this word today, and they will be doers of your words and not just hearers only. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive all that God has for you today. In the name of Jesus Christ. May you worship God in spirit and in truth. May you not worship any other thing except the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Please forward this message to everyone. Email it, tweet it, share it, and let it go viral, that it might be a blessing to everyone. Thank you so much for being a part of this broadcast. You know, I love you. Felicia and I, we love you all, and we say God bless you abundantly for being a part of this broadcast. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Coming very soon, Savior, coming very soon. Hallelujah.